I didn't want to get into trouble 2 weeks in a row for not having that ready to go, Mark.
That's all about preparation, Richard. It's all about preparation.
Yeah, the 5 P's or the 6 P's, whichever way you want to look at it. Yeah, well, the Mark Spud Carroll, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
8 out of 8 last week, Mark. Well done.
Who?
You.
Who?
You.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Gee whiz, I didn't even, I should have put that bet on, but I didn't. In my other tipping contest, I mean, I've decided to come last, so I've just gone all home team. So did I get 8?
We've got you down as getting 8 out of 8. You would have got 7, but you switched your you were going for the Knights, and then you changed your mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Maybe a good starting point. Last weekend marked the biggest sin bin blitz in the game's history, and after 7 rounds of the competition, 44 players sent from the field. Peter Vallandy said they're not going to relax the rule. You happy with all the sin binnings?
Not really. Some of them, I just wish they'd make it a five-minute bin as well. There's different discretions. Like, 10 minutes is massive in the game, and teams have been scoring 2 tries in that 10-minute spell. If you score two tries in that 10 minutes, your game's gone. You can't catch up.
All right. You think they should introduce what, for lesser offences, a 5-minute sin bin?
5 minutes. Like, some of the things shouldn't be a sin bin anyway. Like, that's the referees, mate. We're coming up the Magic Round. Remember Magic Round? I mean, they sent off last time.
Look, your old club, Manly, apparently, since they've started the sin bins, which about a decade ago, I think Manly is second with 41, the Knights are at 40, but the Roosters are way out in front with 47.
Well, that's how they should be, mate, because they're a dirty side, aren't they?
Right. And look, I did speak to the Prime Minister yesterday. I didn't have a chance to put to him your suggestion. You'd like to sit down and talk to him about this, having on Medicare brain scans, particularly for retired players. But we have spoken to his office. Shanna's spoken to the PM's office and his media people. And they've said that they have passed it on to Annika Wells, the sports minister, and Mark Butler, the health minister. So we're going to follow that one up for you, mate.
Yeah, well, that's the start. But you know, I like to sit down personally, have a chat to him. I know he's a man south tragic, and I like to push that case, but I appreciate that, mate.
Yeah, well, Souths, it's going to be an absolute cracker tonight. 7 o'clock kicking off round 8. The Rabbitohs take on the Penny Panthers. Last time the pair met was back in round 2, and the Premier's got the job done in a pretty tough contest. I think it'll be another tough contest tonight, Mark.
It's quite amazing. They already played each other round 2, as you said. We're up to 7 or 8 now, so it's crazy how this comp has been rolled out. I just think home ground advantage. South Sydney showed last week their attacking abilities, you know, through the roof. And I just think Penrith Panthers, sure, they got nearly rattled by Newcastle, but yeah, I think South's home ground.
All righty. Yeah, the Knights softened them up for South. The one game tomorrow night, because we've got the Anzac Day weekend and we've got a couple of games on Tuesday, or the one game on Tuesday as well. Parramatta take on the Broncos. Parramatta coming off the, back-to-back wins. Brisbane, they put on another masterclass against the Titans. The Eels welcoming back Josh Hodgson from illness, and for the Broncos, Corey Oates returns after a broken jaw. Should be an interesting one tomorrow, Mark.
Yeah, I think the Broncos, I love what they see there. Payne Haas leading the charge through the middle. Carrigan. If you have a look at that back line, it's quite incredible. Cobbo. And then you've got the young man at the back, Rhys Walsh, with the magnificent eyes. And how good his eyes.
Look, you mentioned Payne Haas. You see the report in the telly this morning. They reckon that rugby have been targeting Payne Haas for a couple of years now to make the switch to rugby union.
Yeah, there's only been a couple of players, as in forwards, who have made it. Actually, only one player, that being the Queenslander, Brad Thorne. The rest there, our second rowers, always go and play in the back line, don't they? Like, so the Sam Burdens and the Sonny Bills all went up in the centre. So it shows you what sort of game rugby union is. You've got world-class second rowers playing in the centre, so that'll do me.
Yeah, right. Two games on Saturday. The early game, the Bulldogs take on the Sharks. The Dogs' injury toll, boy, oh boy. I mean, all teams have got a few out, but the Dogs are really being hit by injuries, and they've been thrashed on the scoreboard a couple of weeks in a row. For the Sharks, Craig Fitzgibbon stuck with exactly the same 17-man squad that got the job done against the Roosters. You going for the Sharkies on Saturday?
Yeah, I think the Sharks You know, with Nico Hines, those singles. It was good to see Pengai Junior finally having a dig. He's a beast of an athlete on his day, and he certainly had a crack last week. But he's good to do it week in, week out.
Okay, the late game on Saturday up in Townsville, the Cowboys take on the Knights. The Knights welcoming back, and he hasn't played for, since round one, Kalyn Ponga back. You don't reckon he should be playing at all. It's his 100th NRL game, too, on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm just hoping the best for Kalyn. Congratulations, 100 games. And I think also with regards Newcastle, I think it happened when in the 90s when, you know, Manly or Newcastle were the big dogs. Teams would actually kick back a couple of gears and go ballistic. And I think the Newcastle Knights did that last week. And it worries me the week after they've lost all their energy. So the Cowboys are only one game away from clicking. And I'm hoping for the Newcastle supporters, which we're talking to, it's not this week.
Yeah, well, Jacob Safidi's back on the bench after being out for 5 weeks suspension. And that's a big plus for our forward pack.
Yeah, it's massive. He's a big man. Big man in the middle, so important these days.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, of course, minus co-captain Jason Taumalolo, which is good for the Knights.
It's good for the Knights. It certainly is. Yeah. You keep saying all these positives for the Knights. No doubt you're going for the Knights.
Of course I am.
Okay,
of course
I'm going for the Cowboys.
Yeah, righto. Okay, Sunday, there's a couple of games. The first one's the Dolphins taking on the Titans. Wayne Bennett's Dolphins got thumped by Souths last week. They're welcoming back Kafusi from suspension, and the Gold Coast looking to bounce back after the loss to the Broncos. Another one of the Queensland clashes. Who do you like in that one, Dolphins or Titans?
Well, I think it was a game changer of Kafusi getting, 3 weeks for a so-called late tackle, which I wasn't a fan of. I've got to go for the... I'm going to go fins up, Dolphins.
He's going for the Dolphins. Okay, the other game on Sunday, the Tigers take on Manly. Phil Gould reckons Dane Laurie's the solution to the Tigers' halves crisis. Tim Sheens, he's done another reshuffle with his back line, and Manly welcome back Reuben Garrick from concussion and Josh Schuster from injury. You going for your old club, Manly?
Yeah, I think I've seen the brutality of last week. They freshen up pretty quick these days, Richard. So I reckon West Tigers, I reckon they might get a bit of a touch-up against them, actually, with Schuster back. And Garrick to score a try.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. The Anzac Day game on Tuesday. The Roosters take on the Dragons. The Chooks looking to get back into their winning ways. Angus Crichton named to make his NRL return. Joey Manu, his move to 5'8". Luke Keary going to halfback. And in a big move, Trent Robinson has dropped Sam Walker, which is a bit out of form, isn't he, Sam Walker?
Yeah, Paul Bugger, I just think also, you know, they blame the half and 5'8", but you've also got to worry about the forwards not laying a platform. So I think Crichton's a big in for him. I think Lodge is now back on the bench. But also Manu, he's just like he can play any position. He can play in the front row and go really well. So 5'8", he's got to have his hands on the ball. I think the Roosters.
You got to feel sorry for the Dragons coach, though, Anthony Griffin. All this discussion about who's going to be the coach next year wouldn't be easy, would it?
Yeah. No, I blame the players. Like, have a dig and get the information off the coach and just worry about the players. But you know, it's always a great game to play on Anzac Day. There's one day I didn't actually play. Actually, I didn't play on Anzac Day. I never had the opportunity, but the celebration to see on this day is magnificent.
Yeah, and look, just a little bit of trivia for that Roosters-Dragons game. If Daniel Tupou, the Roosters winger, scores a hat-trick, he'll apparently level with club legend Anthony Minicello as the club's top try scorer, which is no mean feat.
No, it's fair guy to chase him, but he can certainly play. On his day, he is a fantastic player, so just hopefully we'll see the best of him on Anzac Day.
Okay, in the last game of round 8 on Anzac Day, the Storm take on the Warriors. Bellamy's side having to put last week's loss against Manly behind them and taking on third place New Zealand Warriors. Have been a bit of a surprise packet this season.
But they've finally got some stability there with a really decent coach there. And they're it's about belief. Yeah, I believe they can go well every week. But I think Melbourne Storm on this day, they kick back another gear. Great celebrations. No, it should be fantastic. I'll go to Warwick. I'll go to the Melbourne Storm.
Now, Golden Point. Are you a fan of Golden Point, Mark?
I think it's that sort of go and try get a try, do they? But what it does, it puts plenty of pressure on the opposition, as we've seen the other day with Manly. Ally dropped the ball, next set of six, they scored the try. So it's, I think it's another dimension, and I think, we've had enough bloody changes in rules, and we'll just leave this one, will you?
Yeah. Okay, Mal Meninga's bought into the Jack Whiten, you know, retiring from rep football, and he's urging him to reconsider. There's certainly been a lot of discussion about Jack Whiten.
There is, isn't there? As a kid, you dream about playing first grade, but then you play rep footy, and, mate, I'd take my right arm off the play again now, and I've been retired 23 years, so... is it a monetary thing? Well, mate, he's knocking back 90,000, so it's not a monetary thing. I can't understand what anyone would want to not play representative footy. So he's got his reasons, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and the word is the Rabbitohs are keen to sign him. Have you heard much on that?
It's hit the papers down here, mate. Where they get the money from, who knows? But then again, there might be a umbrella like the Roosters. Who knows? Yeah. What do they call that? Yeah, they reckon they've got so much money, the Roosters, they can buy anyone.
Yeah.
Sombrero.
Well, they got Dom Young off the Knights. He's still the NRL's leading try scorer, I think, Dominic Young.
Look, I wish he wasn't playing when he played Manly. Four tries.
Yeah, well, let's hope he can do it against Townsville on Saturday night. Look, another one, you know, I know it's a subject dear to your heart, concussions and head knocks. You see Gary Ablett, the AFL legend, is suing the game and Geelong and Hawthorn, the clubs he played for, about, this is all to do with what he regards as damages caused by concussion during his playing career. But boy, oh boy, in the AFL, it's a really hot topic at the moment, isn't it, the concussion?
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. It's a hot topic everywhere, mate. It's over at the States. And it could be here in rugby league, who knows? But hopefully it doesn't get to that stage, Richard. But, you know, they're doing everything to fix all the protocols. But protocols are okay now. What about the protocols when we all come through? There was no protocol. So Ablett's going through the area where he thinks fits. So we'll see what happens, mate, don't we?
All right. A good calling on the weekend, mate. And thank you very much for your thoughts. And we'll catch up next Thursday.
See you, buddy.